at the dawn of the Paleolithic period, when the first humans left their caves, mastered the secrets of fire, and started making tools with which to hack civilization out of the wilderness. This was mankind's first tiny step towards an unseen singular goal that would take millennia to achieve. The centuries that we spent devising physics, mathematics, chemistry, engineering, metallurgy, all of our combined knowledge and technological advancements as a species were to finally culminate in the creation of a machine of such flawless beauty that it now clearly stands out as human civilization's crowning achievement. Airwolf. In 1984, the world's most brilliant scientists and engineers were assembled in secret for the sole purpose of constructing the world's most advanced Mach 1 plus attack helicopter. This was to be more than just an instrument of war. It would be a work of art. And no expense was spared in this mankind's boldest endeavor to date. The original Da Vinci parchments were consulted. Extrapolations were made. Fifth generation Swiss craftsmen were flown in merely to construct the dashboard. There was painstaking attention to detail. And upon its completion, those present were able to do anything but stand and marvel in wonder and in awe at the sleek black aerodynamic perfection that was Airwolf. And I know there are voices at the set shouting, "What about Blue Thunder? What about Knight Rider? Fuck Blue Thunder! Fuck Michael Mike!" Airwolf is the adjective we should use to describe anything of majesty, beauty, and intensity. Something that is simply fucking badass is Airwolf. Shakespeare is Airwolf. James Brown's music is Airwolf. Sex so good it makes your spine ache and your knees buckle. That's Airwolf, and nothing is more Airwolf than Airwolf. Airwolf is the holy grail, the golden fleece, the thing you want that you cannot have. When you go sprinting through the mall, desperate to fill the emptiness in your life through the purchase of name brand clothing and electronics, you will never achieve satisfaction because the one brand name that you really want is the one you can never have. Airwolf, I'm sorry, we're all sold out. That particular item was only available for a very limited time and in very limited supply. One, and only one man stepped forward to purchase it, Stringfellow Hawk. And he bought it for the bargain basement price of having the solid brass balls to steal it from the U.S. government when in their hubris they were foolish enough to ask him to be the test pilot. You don't ask a guy with a name like Stringfellow Hawk to fly your top secret black helicopter. Why? Because he's obviously going to steal it. He is obviously a prototypical American anti-hero, for fuck's sake. He lives in the mountains. He plays the cello. His name is Stringfellow Hawk. He cannot be trusted. He's not going to use Airwolf to execute American foreign policy. He's going to keep it for himself, which is exactly what you would do. Walking out to your backyard to stare at it every night around sunset, the sight of it filling you with such peace and resonant satisfaction, you would come to believe the perfect haiku would have just two syllables. Airwolf.